Okay, and the top, it's page Ayin Ches, at the bottom of the page. I don't know what it is in the English. It's Shari Yechud Amunah Pere Gimel. 154 at the bottom?
On the top.
No, at the bottom, I mean. The bottom of the page, you have it there.
291.
Okay, last time, I mean 2 weeks ago, we were in the middle of this discussion over here about what Alter Rebbe is explaining, that the whole world is really nothing. The only thing that exists is Hashem. Okay? And therefore he's explaining when it says in the Pasuk, Ein Eid Milvadei, or Ein Eid, it doesn't mean there is no other God, it means there's nothing else but God. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, how could that be? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that everything in the world has a power of Hashem in it, keeping it in existence. If the power of Hashem would leave the world for a second, it would disappear. That we learned already a lot. Now the Alter Rebbe is giving the analogy of the sun with sunlight. You have the sun, and you have sunlight. And he says that if the sun can shine 93 million miles away to Earth, there's no question that there's sunlight in the sun itself. If the sunlight can shine so far away from the sun, in the sun for sure it exists. But the sunlight in the sun is not even called sunlight. All it is called sun. That means this ray of the sun exists in the sun, but the ray of the sun in the sun is only the sun. When does it become something? When it leaves the sun. But when it's in the source, it's all it is the sun. That's what we were learning last time. So he says, okay, let's start in the top of 156, the next page. But when the rays of the sun are in the sun, a nefel all of shemesh klal, it is not even called something at all. It's in the top of 156 in the top. That sham, ayin ve'efes, in the sun itself, the rays of the sun are nothing. Why? Ki be'emes hu sham la'ayin ve'efes mamish, because in reality it is nothing. Shemeir sham rak mekere levadei, over there it only shines, the source of the sun itself, Shoguf HaShemesh HaMeir, which is the body of the sun itself that illuminates, the Ef is Bulodei, and there's nothing else but the sun. So he says, basically, and like we mentioned last time, in Chassidus, there's many times an expression, that the sunlight leaving the sun is called Yesh Mi'ayin, something from nothing. In the sun, it's nothing. Leaving the sun, it becomes something. So when does it become something? When it leaves the sun. Even though there's no question that the sunlight is in the sun. So he says, exactly as this analogy is, bidmus and ketzalmam, in their image and form, hem kol haberuyim, all the creations of the universe, legabi shefer oliki, in comparison to the sustenance of godliness, meruach pi, from the spirit of Hashem's mouth, Hashefei aleim, that sustains them, u'mahava esim, and creates them, v'hu mekerim, and he is their source, v'heim atzmam, and what is the creation of everything in the universe, einem rak me'er v'ziv mispashit min Hashefa, it's only like the ray coming from Hashem, v'ruach Hashem Hashefei u'mislabish b'seichem, and the spirit of Hashem that's sustained within it, and makes him from something, from nothing into something. And I'll explain in a second. Lochain ain betelim b'metzias. They are completely nullified, legabi mekredim, compared to their source. K'me'er Hashem, it's just like the ray of the sun, shabotel b'metzias, which is completely bottle. V'nechshev la'ayin v'efes mamish, is considered nothing. V'ayin enikre b'shem yesh klal. It's not at all called something when it's in its source. And here the Alter Rebbe is saying a phenomenal concept of what's called bitul ha'olamis, the way the worlds really don't exist. To explain it in world, he said before, this table is existing because there's speech, power of Hashem, that's in the table. And therefore, the table exists because there's a power of Hashem in the table keeping in existence. That word of Hashem's mouth is compared to the analogy of the ray of the sun. There's the ray of the sun, that outside the sun is something. The difference is, and we started discussing this 2 weeks ago, the difference is Hashem is all over. The sun is not on earth. The sun is 93 million miles away, and the sun is shining down here to earth. So down here is only the ray of the sun, not the sun. By Hashem, when Hashem is creating this table with his speech, like he uses the expression, Hashem's speech is creating the table, Hashem is here also. So the power of Hashem that keeps the world existing never left Hashem like the rays of the sun leave the sun. It's like the rays of the sun in the sun. So reality, the Alter Rebbe says, what is the world? The ray of the sun in the sun, which is only the sun, and therefore the only thing that exists is God Himself. There's not even power of God. Power is only when it leaves you.
Is it a constant speech?
Yeah, we learned before it's constant.
Like repeating?
Yeah. It keeps going. There's continuous creation, right? The Alter Rebbe said before, if the power of God would leave, what would happen? The table would disappear. What is the power? What is the existence of this table dependent on? The power of Hashem, that the ray of Hashem that's in it. Did this ray ever leave God? It's a revelation. But the point is, Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, the power that keeps the table existing never left God. When we speak, our speech leaves us. When a human speaks, you can tape their speech. Why? Because the speech left us, and it's now into something else. It's away from me. When Hashem speaks, so to speak, does it ever leave Hashem? Is there a place that God doesn't exist to say that the speech left God? It never left God. Hashem is all over. If Hashem is all over, the ray of Hashem, meaning the speech that created the universe, never even left Hashem. So what is the analogy? The ray of the sun in the sun, that the only thing that exists is the sun. So the truth is, the only existence is God. At the end, one second, the end of the parak, the Alter Rebbe is leading up to a question, but why does it look to be something? If in reality it's nothing, when you look at the sun, you don't see rays. All you see is sun. Why is it in the world looks to be something?
But
it never left Hashem.
Well, his speech is his thought, and his thought.
Hashem's speech is speech. Hashem's thought is thought.
Right? That's how it makes it exist, right? It means that his thoughts are constantly here. It means that he's constantly.
Let me ask you a question.
And
Shabbos, says Hashem stopped creating?
Yes.
Why didn't the world disappear?
Because he was thinking about what he created. I don't know.
We're saying there has to be continuous creation. If Hashem stops creating for a second, the universe wouldn't be, correct? So what happened on Shabbos if Hashem stopped creating? So Chassidus asks the question. And Chassidus answers that on Shabbos, God is creating the world with thought, not with speech.
So then I get confused because you said his speech is from God.
I never said that.
Yeah.
You said that.
No,
I didn't. I did?
You said people talk with speech, right? Hashem, all he has to do is think.
No.
That's
No, I didn't. That's what it says in Chumash. In Chumash said, God said, and it became. It doesn't say, God thought and it became light. God said, let there be light, and it became light.
How did he say it?
How did Hashem say it? Not with his mouth.
Okay, how did he say
it? Hashem revealed the power that he has to create light. But there's a revelation in a form of speech, and there's a revelation in a form of thought. When you think, you're revealing it also to yourself. When you speak it, you're revealing it to somebody else. If I'm talking to you now, I'm revealing my thought, my seichel to you. If I think it, do you know what I'm thinking?
No, I don't.
Okay. But to me, it's being revealed. Not to you, but to me it is.
Okay, so
Hashem's speech, when Hashem created the universe with speech, the Yomer Elokim, it doesn't say Chumash, God thought. It says in Chumash, God spoke.
Okay.
Now obviously God doesn't have a mouth. So what it means is Hashem revealed something outside of him. Just like when I speak,
okay, so you don't
have to speak, it leaves me to you. Yeah, it leaves me and goes to you. When Hashem created the world, so to speak, it left Hashem and went to the world. So the Alter Rebbe is asking over here, but it's impossible to leave Hashem. Shabbos, God creates the world with thought. Meaning, it's on a higher level. It's a higher level of creation. It's not a creation of Hashem's speech.
So he doesn't believe in Shabbos,
right? Huh? So Hashem is creating the world on Shabbos. Because if he didn't create the world, it wouldn't be. But Hashem is not creating it in the world of speech. Hashem is creating it in the world of thought.
But it was never in speech because it doesn't have a mouth, remember?
But it's speaking in our terms. What is speech? A revelation to somebody else. So Hashem spoke means he revealed it to somebody else. Thought is Hashem only revealing it to himself. Therefore Shabbos is called the hidden worlds. It's on a higher level. The world is on a higher level on Shabbos. Why? Because Hashem's creating the world on Shabbos is in a form of thought that he's revealing it to himself, not to anybody else. But the question that the Rebbe is leading up to is, what do you mean Hashem revealed it to somebody else? Nothing leaves Hashem. So the world is really the rays of the sun in the sun. So why does world look to be real? No, he didn't. In creation, he didn't fight with anybody. There's nobody to fight with. Nobody was around them to fight.
Not even angels?
No. Angels are created on the fourth day, it says. Now, there's an obvious, interesting question that Chassidus, by the way, asks in many different places. Maybe the world is bluff. Maybe the world is not real. An artist can draw a picture that looks real. If you ever go to these theaters, kosher ones, that, you know, they have pictures on, it's a circular wall, huh?
Like
IMAX type of a thing, yeah? They have in a few, but Disneyland had it once. You have like a circular wall, and you're standing in the middle, and the pictures are going around, and you mamish think you're there, right? You really think you're there. But you're not there, it's bluff. Right? You're not with whatever the picture is. Like if there's a train moving, you might think you're moving with the train, right? But the truth is you're not. So what is it? It's great bluff. So the question is, how do I know the world is real? Maybe we're all bluff. But Hashem is such a good artist. Hashem makes it look real. Yeah. But this is a basic fundamental question of Chassidus. In the nullification and bittul of the worlds, that we're saying world exists but it's batul to Hashem. The question is, maybe world's bluff. Maybe we don't exist. Maybe you don't exist, I don't exist, and we're all a bunch of bluff.
But it is bluff.
It's not bluff.
So it's a game, it's not a bluff?
It's not a bluff, it's a game.
It's a game, okay.
How do you know it's not a bluff?
I thought it was
going, yes. How do you know it's not a bluff? So Chassidus brings two rayas, two proofs. One from a pasuk in Chumash, and one from a Mishnah. Torah is real, right? Torah is emes. What does it say in the first pasuk of Chumash? Bereishis bara alakim, in the beginning God created the world. If Torah, which is true, says God created the world, it can't be bluff, because then it's not true. And Torah is true. Torah says God created the world. Torah is emes. It's not fake. Torah is real. Because Torah says God created the world. Then they bring a proof from a Mishnah. There's a din of witchcraft, black magic, kishuv. So the Gemara says, it says in the Chumash, if somebody does black magic or witchcraft, you have to kill him. Bezdin kills him. So the Mishnah says as follows. If the guy does real witchcraft, you kill him. If he makes an illusion of witchcraft, then you don't kill him. So Chassidus says, if the whole world is an illusion anyway, so even real witchcraft is an illusion. So how do you kill him? The fact that the Mishnah differentiates between real witchcraft and illusionary witchcraft shows that there's a difference between real and fake, which means the world is real. So now the question is, Torah says the world is real. So the question is, if it's real and the world is bottle, so why does it look like it's something? If the world is realistically the ray of the sun in the sun, the power of Hashem keeping the world existing is in there Hashem himself, so then the world shouldn't exist. We should only see God. Why do we see a table, a chair, a room, books, people, and we don't see God? It's against the reality. So the Alter Rebbe is going to elaborate on the whole concept of why the world appears to be something, real appearance to be something, and yet it's not. All the world really is God. But God made the world real by covering himself with himself. Not a good artist. An artist is bluff. This is real. It's not real. It looks real.
You can't do it. I mean, if you're in a 180-circle room, then it's fake. But if you're a nice painting, oil painting, smooth, perfect.
It's a real tree? Is it a real tree? So then it's fake. If it's not real, it's fake. When everything, when Mashiach comes, we're going to see God. We're going to see tables and chairs, but not tables and chairs as something outside of Hashem, separated from Hashem, as part of Hashem. By the way, just to clarify, one notion, by the way, even though this table, this chair, is bottled to God and all it is God, if somebody bows to this chair, they're worshipping idols. You can't bow to a chair and say, well, the chair is God, because everything is God, and the whole world is God, and it's the ray of the sun and the sun, and so therefore I could bow down to a table. If you bow down to a table, it's idol worshipping. Because it's not revealed godliness.
The
stone will scream when Mashiach comes. So what? Don't scream. One minute. Hashem can make us talk and he can't make a stone talk. But trust me, if Hashem can make us talk, he can make a stone talk. Why not? Yeah. No, why is it It's a very simple thing. If Hashem can make us talk, you don't think he can make them? There's a famous story in the Gemara. He was so poor, his wife couldn't afford oil for Shabbos candles. And the only thing he had in the house was vinegar. So I think it was his daughter came to him and she said, Abba, Ta, whatever she called him. You know, what are we supposed to do? So what did he answer? Misha Amar L'Shem V'Yadlik, Yemel L'Chem It's V'Yadlik. The same God that said oil will burn can make vinegar burn. So Gemara says she lit vinegar, which normally never burned, and it burned. What's the big deal? Who makes us talk? Hashem. So Hashem can make us don't talk. What? Yeah? Why? Okay. Okay, so he says in the middle of the page, Kriyat Hashem is Shabbatim Metzias, like the ray of the sun, which is bottle. The natural line, therefore, is Mamash considered to be nothing. It's not at all called the name of something. Raktachas Hashemayim, only underneath the heaven, meaning away from the sun. Shein Sham Mekeri, so where the sun isn't. So he says, Kachol Abruim Enefal Aleim Shem Yesh Klal. The same thing, all creations. They're not even called something. Elele any basa shalonu to our eyes, because ain onu reim asigim klal samaka. We don't see the source, which is Ruach Hashem Amava Isim. That Rebbe is explaining. For us, the world looks real because we don't see God, and if we don't feel the source, so all we see is what's outside of the source. Lachein nirale neino. Therefore, what we see in our eyes is gashmis and evroim. The physicality of the creations, the chumnum and marmashim and their existence, shem yash gomud, which it completes to be something, kmeshenira er Hashem, it's just like the ray of the sun seems to be something when it's not in the source. So he says, just like sunlight exists out of the source, because we don't see the source of God, so the world looks real. But he says, rak shebezein amoshel demelanim shelagamir lecheira. But over here, the analogy doesn't make sense. Why? Shabamashal, in the analogy of the sunlight, ein amakir b'metzias klal b'chol elam. The sun is taken not here. Realistically speaking, the sun is not on earth. Ba'ala aritz is not on the earth. Shenira sham eidel yashgamu, where the light appears to be something. Masha'en kin kol abruyim. But all the other creations, hein b'mekedim tamid, are realistically in the source, but we don't see it. But the fact is, just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. The Rebbe is asking a very simple thing. The sun is not here. The sun isn't here, so therefore we see the ray. But if Hashem is here, so what if we don't see him? Because we don't see him takes away from the reality. Sunlight appears to be something because the sun is not here. Finished. But if you're talking about Hashem, Hashem is here. What are you telling me? He says, we don't see him. Does that take away from the reality because we don't see him? If you don't see him, he's still here. So he said, V'lama einam b'telem m'nsias m'kerem. Why aren't they really bottle? In other words, Al-Tareb is asking a very simple question. Why, when we look at the world, do we see world, we don't see God? The existence of the table is God, the ray of God, the speech of God, the revelation of God. It's within the source of God because God, Hashem is all over. Why isn't the world bought? So he says, to understand this, we have to first give a whole new introduction. Then we're going to leave for next time.